Take two. Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov. So I was speaking about that something I went through this week, and I know many other people, and people have asked me with regards to the halachot of Birkat HaGomel after an illness like COVID, like flu, like what about even the common cold? So I'm going to talk about that today. Everybody knows the way to remember. There are four categories of people that Maran brings them. Four kinds of people that have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in the times of Bet HaMikdash, they have to bring a Korban Todah. Now that there's no Bet HaMikdash and there's no Korban Todah, so what do we do instead of Korban Todah? Birkat HaGomel. Now, Birkat HaGomel, what's the way to remember the four categories of people that have to make the Baracha? Remember? Bechol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. Chayim, remember. Chaim, Chet, Chavush. Chet is Chavush, person who was incarcerated in jail. Yod, first one, is Yam, person who crossed the sea. Second Yod, Yisurim. What's that? Pain. Choli, that's illness. And Mem is Midbar, person who crossed the desert. Those four categories of people have to make Birkat HaGomel after they're, each one of these things are dangerous. They have danger involved, and therefore, person is obligated when he is saved from that danger to say Birkat HaGomel in front of 10 Jews. Now, one of those categories was Yisurim, which is a person who was ill. Question is, how ill does a person have to be? What's considered ill? What's considered sick with regards to Birkat HaGomel? So the Tur in Siman HaShutet brings down that Rabben Yosef, he says, Davka chole shenafal mita v'sheken Pasakar Avad, Davka Bimakash El Halan Shiesh Basakana Vnitrapa, Nevarech HaGomel. Which means, according to these poskim, it has to be an internal wound, which means, let's say, a person was stabbed Bar Minan or something like that, which means something, and as a result, he was bedridden and he recovered from such a life threatening injury or illness, then you make Birkat HaGomel. But otherwise, no. Which means, according to them, and by the way, we're going to see that is the opinion of the Rama. The Rama holds in Shulchan Aruch that you only make Birkat HaGomel for a life-threatening illness or injury that you recover from.
Not like the flu.
Huh? Oh, if it. Aval HaRamban Katav, the two quotes the Ramban, and he says, no. Shebechol choli tzarich lehodot. You have to praise Hashem for recovering from any illness. Why? Begarsinim Beirushalmi. Kol HaCholaim B'chizkat Sakanahim. The Gemara says in Masechet in Yerushalmi that all illnesses could potentially be dangerous, life-threatening. Not only that, there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Beit. The Gemara says, Kol Shenafal Lamita, a person who falls down to bed, which means that as a result of any illness, whether it's, fever is not an illness in and of itself. Fever is just an indication that the body's fighting off some sort of infection, bacterial, viral. Fever can be a million different things. Yeah, in general, you never treat the fever. Fever always tells you what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah. So now, you treat a fever by bringing it down, but that's not, fever is not the illness. Now, Bet Yosef quotes the Ramban, and he says, Birkat HaGomel l'chole shenitrapa, lo bechol ishi yesh bo sakana bivad, ela kol she'ala l'mita v'yara tzarech leodot, מפני שדומה כמי שהעלו לגרדום נידון, שצריך פרקליטים גדולים להינצל, וברחמי הקדוש ברוך הוא נעשו לו פרקליטים. ברמב"ן, זה ספר תורת האדם, and he writes over there, בשם הגמרא, that any time that a person falls into bed, as a result of being sick, in שמיים, it's like he was brought up to the גרדום. גרדום is the executioner's bench. It's the bench on death row. It's like in Shamayim, what's going on when a person's in bed as a result of illness. It's like he's on death row in Shamayim. And when you're on death row in Shamayim, in order to get off, you need huge zechuyot. What happens is, and now if a person got better, that means what? That Baruch Hashem, he was able to secure those zechuyot necessary to get him off the death row, to get him off the executioner's bench in Shamayim. And because of that, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big thing. Based on that, you see from the Ramban, Be'emet,
the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Siman Shutet, Saif Chet, brings down this Ramban, La Halacha Ul Maaseh, says Meforash. It doesn't matter if it's a Choli Gadol or Katan, if it is a life-threatening, non-life-threatening, dangerous, not, yeah, let's say the flu. I mean, yeah, it's true. The flu can cause complications for some people, especially people who are immunocompromised and stuff like that. But in general, most people who get the flu don't end up, the vast majority of people don't end up getting anything dangerous. They get it, and then they feel better. Nevertheless, according to the Ramban, the fact that, now again, there's different people. If you got the flu and you didn't have to lie down at all, that's what we're talking about. The person became nafal lamita, the Ramban says. What does that mean? As a result of the flu, as a result of the COVID, as a result of whatever, you know, even the common cold, the person just pashut couldn't function and he had to lie down and sleep it off. That's called nafal lamita, which according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is when you get better, you have to make Birkat HaGomer.
Sorry, isn't it you have to be nafal lamita for 3 days?
Oh, I'm going to speak about that in a moment. Just give me a second.
The Ramban says that you're saved in the Shemaim. Don't you have to do some sort of repentance? If someone's still a Rasha, how can you say like he was sick and then he got saved by the Shemaim? He didn't do anything.
We don't know exactly what happened in that heavenly judgment, but we do know one thing. First of all, you have Zechuyot and reserves also, you know that. You have Tshuva, Tfilah, Tzedakah, and reserves. We don't know how the judgment went. But now that you're better, we realize that there was a favorable outcome for your judgment in heaven. Understand? So now, that being said, although the Rama, like I told you, Paskin's like the Ravad, and he says only for life-threatening illnesses do you make it. That's why Ashkenazi many times, life-threatening things, a person had a major surgery and stuff like that. Okay? The Tzitzinezer brings down a person, Chas V'Shalom, had a heart attack, and they resuscitated him. He recovered from the heart attack. That, l'kol ha-de'ot v'tzta halacha, v'vaday, you have to make Birkat HaGomer. But according to Maran, no such thing. Even if it's a non-life-threatening illness, and you were in bed, and now you're better, and you're mitchazek, and you come back, you have to make Birkat HaGomer. This morning, Baruch Hashem, I was back in shul the first time the whole week. I made Birkat HaGomer. Now, listen to this. The Maran doesn't make any mention whatsoever about 3 days. Let me read to you the language of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Bekol choli tzarich levarich hagomer. For any illness, you have to make Birkat HaGomer. Afilu eno choli shel sakana, velo makash shel chalal. Even if it's not dangerous, even if it's not an internal wound." If he went into bed and came out, does he make any mention of how many days you have to be in bed? No. Just says what? Went into bed and came out. Yeah, sounds like even one day. The Taz actually brings down on the Salacha, they need to be 3 days. Most of the poskim jump up and say, oh, the Taz is l'shitato. The Taz is not talking about Maran. Because Maran doesn't require that. The Taz is talking about, according to Shitat Rama, that only for life-threatening illnesses in general would you make Birkat HaGomer. Comes the Taz and says, but even Ashkenazim would agree that if it's a non-life-threatening illness, but you were in bed for 3 days, then even we would make Birkat HaGomer. But according to Sfaradim, Ufala, Maran, Shulchan Aruch, what's the halacha? Over there, you don't need there to be 3 days. That's why Maran Zichron Berachah brings down the Ben Ishai in Parashat Ekev, who does bring down the Taz and says you need 3 days. Most of the Poskei Sfarad, Maran Zichron Berachah, Agaon Chacham Etzion, Agaon Kaf HaChaim, they all disagree with the Ben Ishai. They say that's not the case. La'alacha ul-ma'aseh, if a person got sick, according to Sfaradim, and you were in bed, and what does it mean for 1 day? It means you have to be in bed for 24 hours, nonstop. What about getting out of bed to use the bathroom? What about getting, what is it? Tell me what you think. Use your job. What does it mean to be in bed?
You're just there mostly.
You're sick. And
it means that you're so knocked out that you can't do anything else and you can't function and you have no recourse but to go to bed. There's no time limit for that. If even for a short period of time, for 1 day, for a few hours of the day, that's what happened to you and then you felt better, that's b'emet a miracle. That's a nis from Shamayim and you have to make it. Kata gomen.
Sorry, I remember that when I got the COVID vaccine, I remember I got it like a Thursday night, Friday morning, woke up, I was knocked, went to Kenny's cell, came back, I was so out of it, went to sleep for an hour after my nap, I was completely fine.
I don't know if that's actually being sick. You're knocked out, you're a little tired.
No, I felt really ill. It was very strange that I took a nap for an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It was like night and day, I was fine afterwards. Mm-hmm. So okay, that wasn't the case that the sleep really did cure then I was healing.
Again, sleep doesn't usually, sleep isn't a cure, but sleep is the body. When you rest the body, what happens is the Kadosh Baruch Hu Berov Chasdo, he allows the body to, you know, fight off all of the antigens that attack it. So that's a chesed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what, when we're sick, Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the body to relax and to not want to do anything else, so that it can gain its kochot back. It's one of the miflata boreva Kadosh Baruch Hu. So la halacha, Maran Zichron Bracha Mechila rebuffs this Ben Ish Chai, who says that you need 3 days. And beemet, even the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah Biur Halacha, also brings them, and he says that according to Maran, you don't need 3 days. No such thing. Therefore, la halacha, for all of these, for all of these illnesses, all of these seasonal illnesses, now it's unfortunately flu season, COVID season, any other, chas v'shalom, person gets pneumonia or whatever it is, any winter, fall winter born illnesses that a person can get, can really, really not feel well from, according to Sfaradim, you go to bed and you feel better. Doesn't matter how long you were out for, you have to make Birkat Tagumin when you feel better. I'll tell you, this wouldn't be the only machloket Maran v'Rama with regards to Birkat Tagumin. There's many differences between them. For instance, I heard a disturbing incident last week from somebody in my keilah, a kid in high school in my keilah. He came and told me the following story. And I was very disturbed by it, but welcome to my life. Listen to this. There's a machloket, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, also one saif before, Maran says that you make Birkat HaGomel from traveling from one city to another, as long as what's the travel distance? 72 minutes, right? Ma'alach parsa, 72-minute travel time. Doesn't matter your method of travel, whether it's walking or driving or taking a train or a plane, whatever. If you travel for 72 minutes or more from one city to another, the halacha is that you have to make Birkat HaGomel. Therefore, in Shum Safik Ba'olam, if you drive from the five boroughs or from Great Neck to Lakewood, Lidat Maran Shulchan Aruch, you have to make Birkat HaGomel. In Shum Safik. Yeah? Kacha halacha. Or I'm just giving you an example. Or anywhere else that's 72 minutes out of the city, there is inherent sakana according to Maran. Now, Maran himself writes, that's Minhag Sfaradim. Ashkenazim don't have that minhag. They don't do that.
Is that only if there's nothing in between the two cities?
Mute that one.
So if we go from
how do you unmute that? No.
I think he muted himself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now.
So there has to be nothing between two cities, or can there be like population between two cities? Or
no, even if there is, the point is that there's from leaving city X
to your destination.
To destination Y, there's 72 minutes of travel time. So you make Birkat HaGomel.
What if it's a 20-minute drive?
Mm-hmm.
Great Neck to Roslyn, but there's traffic.
And that's not, because first of all, that traffic is not, it's not dangerous traffic. If you're in, if you're in 2-hour traffic between Great Neck and Roslyn, that's not something that you can get into a serious crash.
You said it would take 72 minutes.
72 minutes of regular travel time.
Back and forth.
So yes, back and forth are mitzvah, which means, for instance, if I drive from Queens to Muncie, which is about, let's say, 40 to 50 minutes or so, depending on the traffic, and I drive back on the same day, it's mitzvah. Those two travel times do join together, and you make Birkat HaGomel.
At the end of the day. You make
when you get back, yeah.
Well, they're not the same day.
Huh? They're not the same day. It's not mitzvah. Yeah. Listen carefully.
The day changes by night, meaning like...
No, but for this, travel days start during the day. Because people usually start traveling in the day, not during the night. Listen carefully. This kid, Sephardi kid, in an Ashkenazi yeshiva, he traveled to Lakewood. Well, I don't know if it was Lakewood or some other place, whatever.
He just made it himself.
Baba, mute yourself. Now, so he traveled and he came back to yeshiva and he wanted to make Birkat HaGomel. So one of the rebbeim there asked him, what are you making Birkat HaGomel for? And he says, because I traveled to, I came back from Lakewood or Mashkeze. He says, no, we don't do that. So he told the Rebbe, with all due respect, he said, B'derech Kavod. He says, I know Minhag Ashkenazim is not too, but he took Ashkenazim, showed him, Maran, Meshutet, Saif Zayin, Maran says, Minhag Sfaradim is to do it. He says, no, it's not Minhag HaMakom, you can't do it. You can't make the bracha here.
What?
I said, okay. So, Mazalo was that there was another guy who had to make Birkat HaGomen for something else. So it was Yotzei the Chovah with the other guy. But I told him, if I see the Rebbe, I'm going to talk to him. What kind of thing is that? It's okay, it's not Minhag, and there's no Minhag HaMakom, it's his personal bracha. You want him to daven yeshiva, you have to allow him to make his own personal brachot. He's not getting up and making, you know, he's not changing the nusach of the yeshiva. He wants to make his own personal bracha. You're going to say, minhag makom, you're just going to nullify, you're going to control, alt, delete, maran shulchan aruch, mazeh. Mazeh shteyot ha'ene. Mazeh, tarang b'yesh. Yeah, it's a little bit of a weird story, but it happened. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. It's you know, I got to have a conversation with that Rebbe. But whatever it is, I'm sure he meant well, but that was a totally, totally, totally misguided thing. The guy wants to make a bracha, his own bracha. Leave him alone. Let him make his bracha. Yeah. Oh, Chodesh Tov, good Shabbos. Anyway.
Yeah. Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So back to being bedridden.
What did you hear did you hear my story?
Yes.
What a wacko story.
I've heard similar stories of some similar calibers. My question is, what if someone, let's say, they get a fever in the night? So they're sleeping in their bed just throughout the night, and by morning they feel fine. So is that considered bedridden and they have to say gomel also?
Came and went?
Came and went.
I would think not. I would think not because you already, it's not like it knocked you out. You were
it's
there.
It's not like he went to bed at a different time. It just came at night. He wasn't feeling so well. Went to bed regular. And in the morning, okay, it was a little bit thing, but
I would say even better. I would say that if it was really a holy, it would have happened during the day and would have knocked him out. The fact that it happened during, came during the night and then left during the night and he woke up fine, maybe that's megale. That it wasn't a choli to begin with. That's my, you know, einfall. I don't know. You guys know what an einfall is?
Idea.
You know, I imagine he's like your
einfall.
Kiddush.
It's like a
logical. You know, not yes.
Is that in German too? Einfall.
Einfall.
I mean, it means like a like an idea, like an epiphany. Anyway,
Rosh learn the Ladino.
Yeah, that's Ladino's like the Spanish Yiddish. Anyway, bekitzur. Mikol makom rabotai, listen carefully. So this is, you know, you have to understand. It's a very, very important thing to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's things that he does a lot of good for us. Immeasurable, countless good. Make sure to thank him when, you know, when it's necessary. Yeah, I'll take another question.
What if somebody was sick and they're very sick for a long time and they get out of, they're healthy again?
Yeah.
And they didn't say gomel as soon as they came. They said they waited a couple. They didn't say it right away.
Uh-huh.
So a few months later, did they still say it?
Yeah, Birkat HaGomel never expires. Preferably, it's better to say it within 3 days of whenever you're mitchayev. But there's no statute of limitations for Birkat HaGomel. You could say it any time. Not only that, there's a Tshuvat HaRashba that says what happens if a person is known to get sick at certain times a year. Yeah, let's say he's known. Let's say a person ban minan chas v'shalom is epileptic. You know, epileptic is he has seizures and whatever, and that happens every so often, and he gets sick and it gets better again. But it's known. He has his like seasons, he has his moods. What's the halacha? Does he not make hagomel at all? Does he make one hagomel? Does he make hagomel every time? Huh?
Once at the end.
When's the end? It keeps happening. Every time. So maybe once a year, what do you say?
Every time.
The Rashba says every time. Right. Why? Because he says every time. He's a recipient of Hashem's chesed. Every time he gets sick, it's another din. It's another, Hashem didn't have to make him get better. So every time he gets sick and he gets better, even though he, you know, he's kind of, even if he's on a clock, people know when it's going to happen. Nevertheless, the Rashba says in Tshuva, you make Birkat HaGomel every time. Yeah.
Do you need a minyan first?
Absolutely. When you make Birkat HaGomel, you have to have a minyan, preferably two of the 10 people should be Tamil Chachamim, but that's not Ma'akiv. It's preferable, but not Ma'akiv, yeah.
What if you go into the surgery, that surgery itself is not dangerous, but it has just long recovery time?
and you were in bed as a result, you have to make Birkat HaOmer, I'm sure, 100%. Yeah.
What's the Rav's opinion on a woman saying Golol and the whole tzibur the same?
I don't know. Ma yesh? Ma yesh? She's saying a bracha, she's not singing. Saying bracha. First time you're hearing a woman speak before? No, but again, many times it won't happen anyways, because when there's almost every single Shabbat, there'll be a man or two who's chayav to make Birkat HaOmer. So easily you can work around it by being, you say, okay, you have kavanah to be motzi anybody who needs it, but let's say there's not. Inherently, there's no issue whatsoever of a woman from the Ezet Nashim. She raises her voice a little bit, says Birkat HaOmer, Tziburayin says Amen, move on.
What if some random guy comes and just makes a Golol, and then he leaves? I don't know if he had me in mind or not.
Then he didn't have you in mind. You have to say Befirush, have me in mind. But that's what we do in my shul, because by Ashkenazim, they're very makpid, everybody should make it themselves. By us, we don't do that. We do Kedat Manan, that one person can be motzi everybody. So in order to kind of, save time, so you say, okay, anybody who has Birkat HaOmer? Who needs to say Birkat HaOmer? You raise your hand. Okay, so everybody stand up. We're going to make now a communal. One person who needs to make it. You have kavana for everybody, and you have kavana to be yotze. Answer, amen. Zo, shalom. Yeah.
There's people that drive.
Chick-chack, huh?
There's people that drive every day more than 72 minutes. Can they just wait for Shabbat and say, I go?
Give me an example of him. Taxi drivers.
Someone drive, taxi drivers, people that live in Brooklyn that come here every day.
If I know, Manan Zichron Bracha speaks about in Chazon Abadiah, and he says you should make it Birkat HaOmer once a week on Shabbat.
The guy's driving to land, I think it's sometimes 72 minutes.
It's not supposed to take that long.
If there's traffic, both ways.
So traffic doesn't count. Traffic doesn't count.
Regular traffic, it doesn't usually. It should take about half hour or so. Not more. Yeah.
Sorry for all the questions. Whenever you leave the tomb.
So whenever you leave the tomb of the city.
Let's say from where we are. We go, once I get on the highway or
highway.
Community drive?
Highway. No, community drive is still part of Grant Neck. And not only that, community drive leads in, it depends how you're going, from East Shore or you're going from Northern. I mean, that's, even when you hit Little Neck, and Little Neck is already part of Queens, but it's still connected. Queens and Nassau, that's two different cities. But
So that would also mean getting there also. Once I reach that town?
It doesn't work. From Grant Neck to Queens, it doesn't work.
No,
that's what I'm trying to say.
It's 72 minutes on the highway, or 72 minutes like...
Once you leave the city. Once you leave the tomb of the city.
Until I get to my destination.
Correct.
Not the town, destination.
So it's like if you're taking the train to the city, people who live in Grant Neck and work in the city. So they take the train. Yeah, so the train makes a few stops. It's the first few stops, it's Grant Neck, Port Washington's the other way. I think it's before it.
Yeah,
it's Washington. To the city, so you have Little Neck, you have Douglas Dan, all these guys. Until you get into the city, you're still in the tomb, so it's a little bit questionable when to start counting. It's a good question.
You said if you drive to the city every day, you're on the bridge. You say once we're on Shabbat.
Yeah. Okay, Tov Rabbi, let's say something in Persian.
No.
What if you go boating?
Vadai.
Any kind?
No.
How many Gomas have to make?
It's not actually a day.
One.